A new analysis from real estate firm Redfin finds it's a buyer's market in Philly. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports economists say that's a bit misleading.
While there were more sellers than buyers in May, the market remains daunting for both sides of the equation. Daryl Fairweather is chief economist at Redfin. She says many homeowners are listing their properties, but are not necessarily serious about selling, and that's making things even more difficult for buyers.
We're seeing a near record share of homes being delisted from the market, sellers listing their homes at prices that are too high, and then they linger on the market longer without getting any offers.
She says there's a clear explanation for that.
If they were to sell and try to buy again, they want to have a lot of equity in the sale so that they can buy their next home with cash or with a really large down payment so they don't have to take on so much interest and suffer under these high interest rates.
Meanwhile, there are fewer buyers in the market because they can't afford anything. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
A former church in Fishtown is the home of the Center for Decelerated Practice, championing slow art, or art that takes a long time to develop. Its first exhibition is by artist Mark Kendall. It's called American Chimera and explores the layers of meaning Americans have given the bald eagle. The centerpiece is a film about Jim Day, an Indiana-based taxidermist who builds bald eagles out of the parts of other birds.
People like to jump to conclusions at their first notion that comes to mind when they see something, instead of investigating and looking deeper into the matter. I think that's the reason any artist exists.
The exhibit will be open at the Center for Decelerated Art until August 1st. Right now in Philadelphia, big downpour, some hard rain coming down, showers expected to last for the next half hour or so, 86 degrees currently in Center City.